church. By this time next week, we would have known who our next leader will be. So we shouldn't give up praying. Things can change. Is there anybody here that will not be voting next week on Saturday? Anybody? Praise the Lord. I'm glad to see this. We need to, one person, we need to be able to choose our leaders. God will help us to choose right. In Jesus' name. So you're welcome to today's Bible study. And today we'll continue on our topic for the month, which is if you can believe. If you can believe. So I'm going to start by us going through the book of John, chapter 20, from verse 19 to verse 31. John 20, 19 to 31. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Verse 30, "And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you and I may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Verse 25 there, Thomas said, "Unless I see, I will not believe." Of course, this is a natural behavior of man. We need to prove. We are rational. And really, it is not that bad for us to require proof for things. It is not bad. All along, we always hear about Thomas, and the best word or best description we always give Thomas is doubting Thomas. Doubting Thomas because of the experience he had here. But if you think about it, the disciples that saw Jesus in that place where they were locked up, they must have been doubting too. But it did not reflect the way that of Thomas reflected. Why do I say so? Well, I want to believe that Jesus figured they would be doubting. So what happened? When Jesus appeared to them, they could have said, "My Lord, my God," when they saw him. But that's not what happened. As Jesus said, "Peace be unto you," the next thing he said is, he showed them his hands and his side. And verse 20 said, then they were glad they saw the Lord. So Jesus had to prove something to them so that they could believe. And he said, then they were glad when they saw the Lord. So everybody is open to doubts. Seeing helps us in believing. And this is just a natural thing. But God works in the supernatural. And he expects us, his children, to operate in the supernatural. So he said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. The things of God are often mysterious. They are not always reasonable. It's not that it's unreasonable in that word, but they are not something that it's not totally logical every time. So God is mysterious in his works. For instance, can you imagine a man walking on water? That is a mystery. Can you imagine mud and saliva being put on somebody's eyes, a blind man from birth, and his eyes were opened? Can you imagine a sea that parted ways? Can you imagine the least likely person who was going around persecuting believers, Christians, committed them into prison? Can you imagine him being an international evangelist? God works in a mysterious way. How can someone certified dead be given life again? How can someone without a womb give birth to a child? God has proven himself time and time again for us to believe him. He has proven himself. There's this song we sing once in a while here, and I want us to look at the lyrics. It says, you are who you are yesterday. Do we have the lyrics on the screen, please? Say, you are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you, I worship you. It says, you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. It says you have proven yourself in my life. There's proof to make me realize you are just too faithful to fail me. So we need to always think back and remember God's faithfulness in the past, to help us to believe him for the things not yet done. God had made things happen in the past, things you had imagined, things you had desired, things you had prayed for. He has proven himself time and time again in your life. So continue believing him for what you are still waiting for him to do for you. As a nation, we all know we're going to vote on Saturday. The election will be there. We can choose to believe that the election will go well. We can choose to believe that the right person that will favor the people of this country will be chosen. If you can believe, all things are possible. If we can believe, Nigeria will be a great nation. A nation where people will be queuing in our embassies all over the country, over the world, just to get our visa so they can come here. If we believe it, so shall it be, in Jesus' name. Let us call forth good things to come to Nigeria. Don't use your mouth to call negative things to my country, to our country. Things may not be looking good in Nigeria right now, but remember, we said that God works in mysterious ways, and that mystery is about to happen in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. There is this expression in Yoruba concerning the work of God. We say, Awamaridi Nishe Oluwa, Awamaridi. God's work is unfathomable, unfathomable. You can't fathom it. You can't fully understand it. The Bible says you should lean not on your own understanding, but you should just trust in the Lord. So forget about the negative trend of events. Throw away your calculations. Forget what seems logical. God just wants you to believe in him, that he can do all things you can imagine. Paul refers to God in Ephesians 3:20 as him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can ask or think. Imagine it. Just for you to ask or think, but even far more than that is our God who is more than able. Hebrews 10:35 to 36 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Paul is here saying that you should not give up on your belief. Don't give up on your trust in God. There is a reward for believing. So exercise patience, and you will receive what he has promised. You will receive that which you are asking of him. Exercise patience. So keep imagining. Keep asking. Keep believing. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think. Let's turn to the book of Mark. Mark 11. And I'll read from verse 20. Mark 11, 20 to 24. It says, now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So really, you cannot desire something by keeping quiet. Kept saying, say, 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 say. Jesus said, he will have whatever he says. You will have whatever you say. So you cannot keep quiet when you have a need. You have to say something to that mountain. That tough situation, you have to speak to it if you want it to change. I am healed. I am restored. I am delivered. I am rich. I am successful. Speak to it. Speak to the situation as you want it. I remember Pastor used to say this once in a while, that Akwemora ni temidire. You call into being what is not. You call it to yourself. You can imagine, for instance, if I call somebody by name, I just say, Remy, what will happen? The person will answer and then come towards you. That's like almost automatic. He will answer and come towards you. The same way, the situation you are calling will answer to you and come to you. So if you are calling healing, speaking of healing, healing will come to you. You are calling wealth, wealth will answer to you and come to you. You are calling that child to come, the child will come to you. So you have to say to your situation, whatever you desire this year. You know, early this year or late last year, we talked about Pastor told us to write a list of things you want achieve this year, things you want to do, things you want to happen to you. Many of us wrote, many of us are still planning on writing. And he said we should declare it quite often. And that's just it. Declare it. Whatever it is that you propose to achieve this year, write it on your phone. At least your phone, you always carry it with you. Declare it. I am this. I am that. I am this. You are calling it, like I said. As you are calling it, the thing is coming to you. If you believe it, so shall it be. But then, what you say will happen if you do not doubt in your heart. What you say, it will happen. Except if you doubt in your heart. Doubts come like this. With all the facts before me, all the data, all the figures, all the parameters, all the temperature, can I be healed? That is doubt. Can I still find a mate? At this age, I'm not getting younger. Can I still find a mate? Oh, I've been waiting 20 years for a child. Is this possible? Can I conceive? That is when doubt comes in. I think in Yoruba we call it iyemeji. You know, it's like, it can be, it cannot be, it cannot be, it cannot be. But James 1, 6 to 8 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Now think about that. The person, you know, we all pray for things and expect and desire. But he said, if you are a doubtful person, don't even expect anything. Because you won't receive. Says such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. So don't let your present circumstance, don't let what you see and the report you hear make you doubt what God can do. I remember a few years back, which I've shared a couple of times here, about one of my medical experiences. I remember the doctor saying, this condition, you have to continue to use this medication every week. And I always remember that word, don't miss it. Don't miss it. At first, I didn't believe, honestly speaking, I didn't believe I could be healed. Because I figured my condition was, I read about it, I studied it. So I figured that it was just a case of managing the situation. Particularly when the doctor had said, don't miss that drug. Every week, take this and all that. So I didn't believe I was going to be healed. Then with messages, hearing messages here and that, and of course your faith is increasing and all that, I started believing that, there's nothing impossible for God to do. So I started believing. But then, I will feel the pain. I will feel the discomfort. I will go for medical tests and they will say, low this, high that. The facts were there. And you know we like facts. And what happens when you hear facts? You start doubting. Every day, sick, I love work. Let me just continue to manage myself. At least I'm moving around. I'm doing, But then, after a while, maybe my faith increased again. I guess I was pushed to, there are times when you should pray for God to push you to the limit where you won't have any other choice but to believe, So I think I was pushed to that limit in some other challenges in my body. It's like, hey, the only way out is to believe. So my faith increased and I got rid of the doubts. And I was totally healed. God does not want a situation of doubt in the equation. Doubt means you don't believe, period. So you don't believe the maker of all things. James said, the doubting person, keep remembering this, the doubting person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. So it's like you're just wasting your time if you don't totally believe God for what you desire. So Jesus said in Mark 11, 24, it says, whatever things you ask, whatever, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. I want us to do a little exercise now, exercise in translation. I would tell you a word in English, and you tell me the word in Yoruba. And then after you've said the word in Yoruba, now explain back in English what that means. I hope you get me. Okay. Trust. What is it in Yoruba? Help me now. Igba. Igba gbo. Trust. Is it not? Sorry. Is it not? Tell me. Igbekele. Igbekele. Thank you. Now, I'm glad that Asabun came like that. I'll tell you why. Igbekele. Now, if you want to translate that Igbekele, or explain it in English without saying it's trust again, what would you say? Believe, okay. I would say, I took some time to think about my Yoruba too. I said, I'm glad that you haven't given me these answers, I said, Igbekele means you put your heart to something, you put your mind on something, you're relying on something. Igbekele. Thank you. So now, what about the word hope? Ireti. Good. Now let's translate that. Let's convert it to English back. You know, explain it in English. Expectation. Yes, thank you. Or awaiting something. You're waiting for something, right? Expectation. Believe. Igbagbo. Faith. Igbagbo. Thank you very much. And if you now take Igbagbo and try to turn it to English, explain it, what kind of thing would you say? Okay. Eh? I can't hear you. Taking your word for it, okay? Good, okay. So what I thought after converting and changing several times, I said you accept it as true, which is taking your word for it. I remember last week when Pastor Bayo was trying to explain the difference between faith and belief. I understood it, made sense. You know, maybe there's a thin line. I remember I already said it's the same, you know. I must tell you the truth, even the explanation, I can't even remember now. Why? Because to me, it's the same. It's the same. And thank God, you guys translated it to Igbagbo. Igbagbo is faith. Igbagbo is belief. Abi? So, to make life easy, I look at this believing thing as like... you have chosen to accept something as true, and you are putting your mind on it while waiting for it to happen. That's the way I see it. So you can realize that when I said trust for, somebody said belief. Trust, hope, belief, faith, they all have the same, similar things together. The bottom line is to do all the things. Trust God, believe in Him, have faith in Him, hope in Him. That's the summary. I'll repeat what I concluded. I said the bottom line is you have chosen to accept something as true, and you are putting your mind on it while waiting for it to happen. So the Lord said that whatever that is that you are waiting for it to happen, that you believe, said the Lord says, ask for it in prayer. Ask for it in prayer. Ask for it in prayer. Mark 11:24. Which I read just now again. It says, again, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Interestingly, as I was reading it, I now read further on to 25, verse 25 and 26. After reading, I was trying to see what is the relationship with the, between the two verses between what I just read and what 25 and 26 says. 25 and 26 says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. So how are they linked up together? If you have a need, you have something, you say it, Abi, you speak to the Lord in prayer. So say it in prayer. And the Bible says that if you believe, you receive it, you will have it, right? So you praise God, ask, pray, and begin to expect. And you receive it, believe you receive it. However, the next thing says, whenever you stand in praying, what are you standing in praying to do? You are standing in praying to ask for what you want. So when you're asking for what you want and you have unforgiveness in your heart, what's that supposed to mean? Don't expect to get what you're looking for. If God cannot forgive you, how would you be able to get what you're looking for? So forgiveness is a very critical factor in us fulfilling what we desire. You can believe. But remove that unforgiveness. I am not sure you'll be getting or receiving what you desire. And lastly, last point here. said, after you've desired something, you have asked God in prayer, just like Pastor hinted us to on Sunday, don't fold your hands waiting to receive. Don't. I used to read and hear so much about this minister many, many years back, called Mike Murdock. And I got this word, this expression from him after listening to him. It says, the evidence of desire is pursuit. Or the proof of desire is pursuit. If you are not pursuing anything, that means you don't desire it. So whatever it is that you desire should be reflected in your actions. So you need to take action in the direction of what you are believing God for. The woman with the issue of blood is a popular example. She believed she would be made well. And she kept going from doctor to doctor until she met the mighty healer. And she believed that just touching the hem of his cloak would do the miracle. Exactly what he did. He broke all barriers to do that. And she got what she was believing. The proof that you believe is in what you are doing now. The proof that you believe is in what you are doing now in the direction of your expectation. So my brothers and sisters, do something as you are awaiting to receive from the Lord. Do something. God bless you.